The Red River Farm Network Parade of Champions celebrates 4-H and FFA across the region. This effort, sponsored in part by Egg Country Farm Credit Services and the Minnesota Corn Growers Association. Joining the Red River Farm Network for this Parade of Champions feature is Jaslyn Foland of Helma, Minnesota. So first and foremost, tell me a little bit about yourself and, you know, are you involved with 4-H, FFA, or both?
I am going to be a junior here, and I'm very involved in our 4-H since we do not have FFA up here, but I'm on the Leaders Council of our 4-H county. I'm club president of our small Clydesdale 4-H club, and I do a lot of other activities within 4-H, but I'm also the 2020 Minnesota Team Miss Agriculture USA, so that helps me with promoting agriculture and helping kids in 4-H.
Yeah, certainly, Jaslyn. And, you know, tell me a little bit more about yourself. Did you grow up on a farm, grow up around agriculture?
I've been with agriculture since I was a baby. My dad and parents always have stories that I was with a baby, always rowing the tractor. We live on a farm 4 miles east of Helma where we grow crops and have a couple, about 100 head of cattle. And then we do, like, little fun projects. Like, I love showing sheep. They're, like, my babies, and they're, like, the favorite thing to do. And we just do a lot of farm work and have good times as we're doing it as a family.
Tell me a little bit more about your livestock projects that you've been involved with throughout your years in 4-H. I know you mentioned sheep. Anything else that you show? And if so, tell me just a little bit more about your sheep project.
I started showing sheep. I had this wild idea as like a fourth grader that I wanted to show sheep, and then I got into it as a fifth grader. And I actually got to compete at the Minnesota State Fair for my first 3 years of being able to go with sheep, which was extremely fun. It's a very different experience showing beef animals, but I love showing them and like every second of spending with them because they're a bit smaller than 1,300-pound steers leading around. You can actually kind of push your sheep around a bit more. They aren't in charge of you.
Of course, you and I both know, as we were talking beforehand, this year is very different as far as the showing aspect. Your family has chosen just to take the year off and regroup, but with not a lot of county fairs and, of course, the cancellation of the state fair this year, it's very unusual times. So, you know, back in this winter when you were thinking about your sheep project, what were you looking forward to?
I was looking forward to getting to teach my younger brother about sheep because, like, he just is starting to be able to show livestock himself. And me and my sister are into it a good amount, but, like, I was getting coaching to teach him more about it and show him, watching him learn to do things on his own. And, like, we thought about long and hard about, are we going to sheep this year with all this going on? Because we, right when all this happened, that's, like, the time we get our sheep, and we're just, like, well, maybe it'll be okay just to take a year off because we kind of decided that right in the beginning because, like, only when we buy our show a lamb, so, like, buying a few and then not having anything to do with them, it kind of isn't fun, so just decided not to.
And so with your 4-H sheep project, what's the biggest thing that you've learned from it? Because like you were telling me beforehand, this is something you kind of just decided you wanted to do one day. You dove into it, and obviously you've learned a lot throughout the years.
I say it's a lot of responsibility because, like, this summer I've kind of noticed how much hard work and effort we put into our animals. Because, like, all this year we have more time to go fishing, or we have more time to go to the lake and go boating and do some things that normally we wouldn't do as often with them. Because with animals, you have to pick and choose what you're going to do. Because you have to feed them morning and night. You have to work with them daily. It's not just say, oh, I'm going to feed them this morning and just leave them for the day. Mm-hmm. You have to keep them alive.
And so, Jaslyn, I know you still have a couple of years left with your 4-H career, but, you know, what advice do you have that you've learned over the years for younger members? I know you mentioned you have younger siblings that you're teaching as well.
If you get a chance to, like, get an opportunity handed to you, like go to the state fair, go. Because, like, you only get so many chances to go, and if you don't take those chances later on, you'll most likely regret it, because, like, going to the fair, it's not just about showing your animals, having fun, you can meet people, and you're with all your friends, it's just a good time. Yes, you get good competition, but you also learn and meet so many new people, too.
And so, Jaslyn, I know you are just going into your junior year and have a little bit to decide about college and that sort of thing. But, you know, right now, what do you think your future plans will be? And how has 4-H, you know, prepared you for the future?
Since I've always kind of, like, what I've known, what I've wanted to do after high school, because, like, you... 4-H, you have so many, like, different project areas, and, like, once you find, like, a project area that you feel into, like, work really hard at, like, I really like animal science and stuff, and, like, all the livestock and everything, but I also really love, there's a project area called, like, medicine and health, and I love, like, doctor stuff, so after high school, I plan to study pre-med and get a major in that with a minor in animal science, and eventually decide if I want to be a doctor of some sort or a veterinarian.
This salute to our next generation is sponsored in part by NDFB, the North Dakota Grain Growers Association, and Associated Milk Producers Incorporated.